his expression, because he said, "Look, Dr. Grant, there's no point getting starry-eyed about these animals. It's important for everyone to remember that these animals are created, created by man. Sometimes there are bugs. So as we discover the bugs, Dr. Wu's labs have to make a new version. And we need to keep track of what version we have out there." "Yes, yes, of course you do," Malcolm said impatiently. "But going back to the matter of counting, I take it all the counts are based on motion sensors?" "Yes. And these sensors are everywhere in the park?" "They cover 92% of the land area," Arnold said. "There are only a few places we can't use them. For example, we can't use them on the Jungle River, because the movement of the water and the convection rising from the surface screws up the sensors. But we have them nearly everywhere else. And if the computer tracks an animal into an unsensed zone, it'll remember and look for the animal to come out again. And if it doesn't, it gives us an alarm." "Now then," Malcolm said, "you show 49 procomsognathids. Suppose I suspect that some of them aren't really the correct species. How would you show me that I'm wrong?" "Two ways," Arnold said. "First of all, I can track individual movements against the other presumed compies. Compies are social animals. They move in a group. We have two compie groups in the park, so the individual should be within either Group A or Group B." "Yes, but the other way is direct visual," he said. He punched buttons, and one of the monitors began to flick rapidly through images of compies numbered from 1 to 49. "These pictures are current ID images from within the last 5 minutes." "So you can see all the animals if you want to?" "Yes. I can visually review all the animals whenever I want." "How about physical containment?" Gennaro said. "Can they get out of their enclosures?" "Absolutely not," Arnold said. "These are expensive animals, Mr. Gennaro. We take very good care of them. We maintain multiple barriers. First, the moats." He pressed a button and the board lit up with a network of orange bars. "These moats are never less than 12 feet deep and water-filled. For bigger animals, the moats may be 30 feet deep. Next, the electrified fences." Lines of bright red glowed on the board. "We have 50 miles of 12-foot-high fencing, including 22 miles around the perimeter of the island. All the park fences carry 10,000 volts. The animals quickly learn not to go near them." "But if one did get out," Gennaro said. Arnold snorted and stubbed out his cigarette. "Just hypothetically," Gennaro said, "supposing it happened." Muldoon cleared his throat. "We'd go out and get the animal back," he said. "We have lots of ways to do that. Taser shotguns, electrified nets, tranquilizers. All non-lethal because, as Mr. Arnold says, these are expensive animals." Gennaro nodded. "And if one got off the island?" "It'd die in less than 24 hours, Arnold said. "These are genetically engineered animals. They're unable to survive in the real world." "How about this control system itself?" Gennaro said. "Could anybody tamper with it?" Arnold was shaking his head. "The system is hardened. The computer is independent in every way. Independent power and independent backup power. The system does not communicate with the outside, so it cannot be influenced remotely by modem. The computer system is secure." There was a pause. Arnold puffed his cigarette. "Hell of a system," he said. "Hell of a goddamn system." "Then I guess," Malcolm said, "your system works so well you don't have any problems."